Some animal shelters in Gunnison County are reporting a slower pace for pet adoptions. I caught up with the Gunnison Valley Animal Welfare League's shelter manager, Tamara Speezy, to learn more.
We've had very few adoptions in the last few months, and it impacts us in many ways. One of the biggest ways that it impacts us is we are so small, and when a dog stays for a long amount of time, we're not able to then help another community member rehome their dog because we have no space, so we're very limited.
The Gunnison Animal Welfare League, or GVAL, also has a contract with the City of Gunnison to take in any stray animals until they are reunited with their owners.
Right now, we're currently full. I've been turning away people, unfortunately, and putting them on our wait list. And I would just love to be able to help more people, but the longer dogs, particular dogs, linger, the less likely that is to happen. So that's one of our challenges.
In recent weeks, GVAL took in a female dog with 10 puppies. Speezy says this too takes an abundance of resources and space as the puppies continue to grow.
Once we start feeding those puppies dog food, it'll be quite a limited amount of space.
Speezy said the shelter has also had up to 26 cats at a time in need of adoption.
That's a lot of kitty cats to care for, and again, our space is limited. We have the stray hold condos that have to be available for strays coming in. Those are just some real life challenges that we have.
This year in particular has seen an uptick in residents who have to relinquish their pets due to housing.
I'm feeling very strongly that this year has been one of the worst years for folks reaching out because they've lost housing. Or I had one gal say she was moving into an apartment that weekend, didn't have anywhere else to go and could not take the pet. So it's become more of a reality than I think it ever has in the past, where folks with pets that have to move are being challenged with a place to move into that allows pets. I feel like it's a true crisis, and that these animals, which would be so much better, healthy, happier in their homes with their owners, are being displaced. You can't believe the number of tears shed in our shelter. It's very sad to have to make that choice about whether you can keep your pet or not.
While there are challenges, Speezy did say the community is always eager to help. They have regular volunteers who meet and care for the animals throughout the day. But she said there's other ways folks can support the shelter.
Other ways they can help is just checking out our Wishlist Wednesdays. It's a great little program we started where we ask for items that we need at the shelter. And then when we don't have to pay for those items, that money stays in our budget.
GVAL additionally offers spay and neuter assistance programs for cats and dogs.
So it's just a little way to help support folks that are trying to do the right thing, which that is the right thing to do. We don't have enough homes for the pets we have in this world, and we really like to limit that.
It's also the subject of their upcoming event, the Spaghetti and No Balls Dinner. That event is coming up Tuesday, March 11th at the Palisades Restaurant in the city of Gunnison from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. You can visit gval.org for more information. That's gval.org to learn more about their upcoming Spaghetti and No Balls Dinner. You can also find more information on current adoptable pets. For KBUT, I'm Kate Ganap.